middle 90s, late 90s. He was a longtime parish minister. For 5 years, he served as president of Star King, a Unitarian Universalist seminary in Berkeley, California. I saw Gordon about a month ago, and he pulled up. I was in the parking lot. He pulled up. It took him several minutes to get out of the car, and when he did, he had two canes. However, one of the reasons that it took him so long to get out of the car, he was already telling us what a terrible war is going on. His mind is, his body is failing, but his mind is as sharp as ever. He writes a meditation entitled Gyroscope. When I was a child, Gordon tells us, one of my favorite toys was a gyroscope, a weighty wheel suspended in a cage on an axle. With a string around the axle, winding a string around the axle and pulling the string very hard, gets the wheel spinning rapidly. When the wheel was spinning, the gyroscope resisted efforts to change its position. It could be perched precariously on a sharp edge or on a length of string and still maintain its position. Later, I discovered that gyroscopes had other, more important functions in entertaining children. Keeping ships at sea on an even keel was one of them. Still later, when I was a parish minister, someone once described my style of ministry as gyroscopic. I gathered that this person noticed that I tried to keep the church on an even keel and moving forward at the same time. Now, I'm very much occupied with maintaining my own personal equilibrium. This is true physically. I try hard not to fall. Older folks are often seriously injured in falls. But there's much more to it. I also have diabetes, and blood glucose control is an important health measure. In this area, again, balance is important. I also try to keep abreast of current events, a field in which equilibrium is seriously challenged because of the turbulence of our times. Probably you cherish equilibrium too, for reasons similar to mine. The most intriguing aspect of the gyroscope is that it works by spinning rapidly. The rapid rotation in a fixed location creates resistance to moving away from that plane. If the wheel ceases spinning, its resistance vanishes and it is easily moved to another position. It occurs to me that my religious faith, the wheel of core convictions in my life, have to be moving continuously if I am to keep my balance, mentally and spiritually. Friction and gravity operate to slow down the gyroscope's wheel. Likewise, if I do not keep my faith moving steadily, it may well lose its ability to keep me on an even keel, thereby protecting me from becoming overwhelmed, capsized by the turmoil and tumult around me. A regular pause in the day's course to check my gyroscope is important to me. You never know when some gale or hurricane, crisis or tragedy will begin beating on your equilibrium, your peace of mind, your composure. Check your gyroscope. Make sure it's spinning serenely around your axle's fixed points. Let's take a moment and check our gyroscope.